Still mammy, Svi Vayuk Sibu, it says in the parasha of Sula Magdoshim that has locha like a Svi and an eye like a Chaya, and you can't be poided with it. So even according to Shimon also, you would not be able to be poided a Petachamor with a Behema, which is Seh, which was a Psuli Hamagdoshim. Now the Gemara says, he boiled, we have a new question, Abishailo, now if there's a Behemus Shviyas, could you be poided with a Behema that has Kedusha Shviyas on it? In other words, you had Peiros that grew on Shemitah, it has Kedushas Shemitah on it, and you sold it now for a Behema. So the Behema now has Kedushas Shviyas on it. So can you use this Behema, this Seh, and give it to a Kohen to be poided Petach Hamor? Someone says, Vada loti boilach. If it's a Vada Petach Hamor, then a Vada Ritzoso. Why? Liyachilom Rachman. The Torah says about this Peiros Shviyas, you're only allowed to eat it. But with Darshim V'leh L'Schor, you can't do business with it. So Rashi said, "Lo tiboiloch, petach hamor vada lo tiboiloch." You can't do it. Techivan the boiler may say pidyon l'kayin. The loch of your petach, but chamor is right now vada petach hamor. You can't use it until you give this seh the pidyon to the kayin. It's so leporically. Rashi says, "Why the lachila machmona Torah says you're only allowed to eat it for leilus chayru? You can't do business with it." When into there comes now this is for kayin chamor a pair of shviyas. You like buying to keep your petach hamor by giving this behemoth that has Dusha Shvius onto the Kohen. Sheneroy Lachil, it's not fit to eat. Like you're buying this Petach Hamor now with the behemoth Shvius, that's called like Schairo. So, Avadai Petach Hamor of Shitu is also. Kiti Borlach, where is my Shiloh? Sophic, in the case of a Sophic Petach Hamor. And it's like this, Vali, but the Rabbi Shimon Kohen, Rabbi Shimon Shito, Loiti Borlach, there's no Shiloh. The less lay Sophic that Avad you're allowed to. Rashi says, "Sofik going to yol the imay zochin the kevav we had before that you have to be mafresh at tleb, but you keep it for yourself." So, current Reb Shim that he holds that you don't have to be mafresh to sell, take off the isurei. So again, so current Reb Shim in leti bolot lefa sofik. According to him, since the petach hamor has no isur, there's only a mitzvah nesina to be poida. And here, since it's a sofik, so you say a moitzim mechor all of araya, you don't have to be poida altogether. Kiti Berlach, where is my shalom? Leave it to Abiyud, according to Abiyud, the Shita. My, Kivan de Mafush Tleb Hulatzmai, since Lamaisi you have to set aside a set to take off the Yisr of the Petach Hamor. But then you will have to keep it for yourself. Liachila Karinen, it should be mutter, it's called eating from it, it should be mutter. Or de maybe, Kivan de Kama Dole Mafki Yisura, Kozman, you did not take off the Yisr of the Petach Hamor, Kozman, you are not the poet of it yet. Loi mishtaria, you're not allowed to eat the petach hamor. So maybe kischayr adam is called you're doing business with the perishvias. You're like doing business with the perishvias, like you're buying yourself something that you can't eat it without this. So this is giving you the heter achila. So maybe that's very much kischayr. That should be yours. So that's my shayla. Could you be poida the petach hamor, a suffic petach hamor, with a behema that has kedusha shvias on it? So more says Toshima coming here. The Yomer of Chizah says. Behemas Shviyas, you have a behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas on it. Again, the loch is that fruits, the vegetables that grew on Shemitah, they have Kedusha Shviyas. The loch is if you buy something, you make an exchange, if you give these payers for a behemoth, so now the behemoth also has Kedusha Shviyas on it. So you have such a behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas on it. There's an loch, Ein Poydum Bo Es Avadai, you cannot be Poydum with it Avadai Petach Hamor, Avo Poydum Bo Es Asavah, but Asavah Petach Hamor you could. It says clearly, you can be poyed as Sofik Petach Hamor with a behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas on it. Now the Yom Rav Chizda says, Behema Shviyas, if you have a behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas on it, Peturim Min HaBechor, you know, it has no Din Bechor on it. And then like if it gives birth, so on the kid it has no Kedusha Bechor. But still, Bechayevis B'matonis. But when you shech the animal now, you have to give the matonis the Zeroyu L'chiyayim B'kev, you have to give to the Kohen. What's the Svar? Why? Peturim min abchari potim min abchari why? Li'ochlom, Rachmana Torah says, you could eat from Peiros Shviyas. V'leil l'sreifa, but not to burn it. So therefore, you potim min abchari, because the Bechor has Kedushas HaKrov, you have to burn the Amurim on the Mizbeach. The Torah says not to burn a Shviyas. So therefore, if you have a behemoth that has Kedushas Shviyas on it, there's no din Bechor upon its firstborn. But still, Bechayevus b'matonis, but when you shech this behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas, you have to give the matanis to the Kohen, you know why? The Li'ochla Karinabo, because that's the called Li'ochla, the Torah stuff with Peiros Shviyas, you can eat it. this is also called eating from it now. The fact you're giving it to the Kohen, and he's going to eat from it, that's okay. That's his Kiddush, but it has no Din Bechor on from Behemoth that has Kedusha Shviyas on it. So Morris says, Mesa, I have a question. It says, Oyechol Me'isa Shviyas, if somebody eats from the dough that was made from wheat of Shviyas, has Kedusha Shemitah on it, so Ashloi Hurmo Chalos, before he took off Chalav off this dough, Chayiv Misa. If somebody eats from it, he's Chayiv Misa. In other words, it has Kedusha in it, and eat from before he took off Chalav, you're Chayiv Misa. Now the question is, Vamai, like, why does this dough of Shemitah, of the Kedusha Shviyas, have a din chalav on it altogether? V'yamai, kivon dilu mitmei, because since of the chalav would become tamei, basreifi, then the din would have to burn it, you can eat it, you can eat chalav that's tamei. If so, why don't I say here also, li'ochlo amarachman of lelisreifa, the Torah said only with kedusha shviyas, you only could do things that you can eat it, and not if you have to come to burn it. But just like you're telling me, there's no din b'chor by a behemoth that has kedusha shviyas on it, the same thing also, there should be no din chalav on the dough that comes from Shemitah, on the parents of Shemitah. Samora says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hocha, here by Chal is different. The Echsil Bodor Seichem, it says the words of Bodor Seichem, Mashm every single year, even on Shviya Soto, also, Yechayib on Chal. The Samora says, Tani Nam Yochi, we learn this also, Tani Nam Yochi, that Minan, how do we know to say, Li Oichom Misa Shviya, somebody eats from Isa, from dough, that has Kedusha Shviya on it, Ashley Humer Chalos, before he took off the Chalo, Shechayiv Misa, Shechayiv Misa on it. Shinam and the Apostle says, L'Doroi Seichem, says the word of Doroi Seichem, every single generation, Yechayiv. So Mer says, V'ligma Mino, what do I learn out from this? V'ligma Mino, learn out from here from Chalo also. You see that if Chal Kedusha Shviyas, the same thing Bechor should also be. So I tell you, no, Hosom Ikol Achila. Boy, Chalo the Ikod, Din of Chalo is to set it aside and give it to the Kohen to eat. So the Ikod Din of Chalo is not a stirom to the Lachlo of Shemitah. Just lo yisui becomes tamei, you're going to have to burn it, but that's not the ikar din of it. But ha'ocha ikar l'sreifa, here the ikar din of a bechor is to be makrivit for a korban, and you have to burn the emurim. So since the ikar of the din of a kedushas bechor is to bring it for a korban, to be makrivit, and that you can't do for shmita, because that's din l'ochol, you can only eat from the kedusha shviyas, and not burn it, therefore the svarot say that you potter from shmita, you potter from bechor. Then it says, Nostal Lekoin, if you give the Petach Hamot to the Koin, so you cannot keep it until you mafresh it with the Seir. So Mora says, Tanina, we learned, Lohodotan Rabban, Lohodotan Rabraisa, that Yisrael show you like Petach Hamor, but Tech Beisai. If Yisrael that had a Petach Hamor, the firstborn from his Hamor, Viyom, Alloy HaKoin, the Koin says to him, listen, Tinei Yuli, give the Petach Hamor to me, Vani Avdeyu, I'll redeem it for you, I'll take off a Seir. Is Harezah Layit in the Law, you should not give it to the Koin. Elim came per day before, unless you see clearly, he's poider in front of you. Because otherwise, the choshed, maybe the coin will not be poider, but soon say he won't be poider it. And Omer of Nach, Omer Rabba Barahua, Zoys the mess from here, right here, and I say, that Nech should do HaKahanam HaPitri Chamorim, that a Kahanim were choshed on Petach Hamor. Nerds were afraid that they'll use it without being poider it. So Mer says, Pshit, that's me here for now, Mishnah. Mer says, no, Madat HaMabra, that's what they say. The Machzik Lord, the Mikri, only if we know already happened already one time that the Kohen was not mafresh to Petach Hamor. Abul Bistom Aloy, but maybe Minastam you'll say the Kohen is mafresh to Petach Hamor, mafresh to Seir. Kamashmon, that's the Hirishno, the Mara Bohatera, that a Kohen will have a Chashash, will be Mara Heta. Rashi says the Kasavro think, Kivon the Sesh Yafresh, Tachtov Yeshali, since anyway, when I redeem it with the Seir, the Kohen keeps the Seir, so Lom Lilavdoisa, why should I be pointed altogether? But since the Kohen may think this way, therefore Yisrael is not allowed to give his Petach Hamor to the Kohen, unless you see clearly there's going to be pointed with the Seir in front of you. Now the Mishnah says, HaMafrish Pidyon Petach Hamor. Let's say you were Mafrish, you took your Seir, and you were Mafrish a Petach Hamor with it, Umeis, and now the Seir dies. So Rabbi Lezer Roimer, Chayovim Bach Yusoy. You still chayy b'achres. You have to take another seer and give it to the kohen. Kichomis loyim shaben, just like pidyon aben. If you appoint to your son, you have yichomis loyim, and you lose it, you have to have another chomis loyim to give to the kohen. However, the chomim say no. Ein chayyavim b'achris say no. You're not chayy b'achris. Since you appoint it with the seer, that's it. If the seer dies, you're not going to give another seer to the kohen. And he holds with chomim. It's kipidyon meister sheni. Just like the pigeon of Maaseh Sheni, when you point the Maaseh Sheni onto money, if the money gets lost, You don't have to give new money. Takas this Maisa Shani. Skitzes a machloikis about this pidyon petach remor, if the Yisor is chaybach yusi or not. The Mishnah says, Heyid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Tzadik, our pidyon petach remor, they said, hey, this is the one side of the pidyon petach remor, Shemes, or the Seh died, Shein kam a klein klum, the klein gets nothing. In other words, that the Yisrael is not chayibach yusai, and that's it, the klein loses out. Now, what's going to be meis petach hamor? Let's say the petach hamor itself dies. Before you appointed it, the petach hamor, the firstborn of the donkey itself dies. So Reb Lezer Roime yikover umutah b'hanosah shotle. The din is that you have to be covered, like it still has its kedusha, but there's no din pidyon, so therefore the seh, you don't have to give a seh to the klein, you have a right to keep it. So you have to hear the case was that you amafresh the seh, you set aside the seh, but before you gave the seh to the kohen, the petach hamor itself died. So Reb Lezer holds, you cover, you have to bury the petach hamor, meaning to say, like his shita is, yichayim b'chriyuson. So the kohen does not have the seh until you actually give it to him. So here before you gave it to him, it's still the Yisrael's. Now that the petach hamor died, so there's no more mitzvah to be paid to it. So therefore the petach hamor itself has kedusha that you have to bury. But the tle itself, alright, turn over. So again, so Mishnah Zofen says that Reb Lezer, in the Yikover, you have to bury the petach hamor or muta b'nesa shetle. The tle itself still stays by the Yisrael, because this shita is yechari b'chirusen. So Kozman, you didn't give it to the kohen yet, it still belongs to the Yisrael. Therefore, now that the petach hamor died, there's no one to give it, so it's muta b'no, the tle stays by the Yisrael. The petach hamor has its kedusha, therefore you have to bury it. The Chom say no, and sorrowfully cover, you don't have to bury the petach hamor. Because once you amafresh the petach, you've set aside the seh, so now the iser went off the petach hamor, and you're not chai bach yusin, means right away it's b'shus ha-kayin. Even though the petach hamor dies, so what? Still utle l'kayin, the tle itself you have to give to the kayin. So Morris says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, my time with Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's thought I could say that by pidyon petach hamor you chai bach yusin? The pasuk says, ach poder ti poder, a double lotion. So, ma b'chor edom, just like by b'chor edom, chai b'chor yusam, is af b'chor b'hemet t'meya, chai b'chor yusam. And the pasuk continues on, it talks about in the petach hamor and pidyon haben. So for the second, is just like by pidyon haben, even if you lose the money, still you have to give it to the kohen, chai b'chor yusam. Is there also by petach hamor, chai b'chor yusam. On this, Omer le'Abaye, Abaye says back, if there's really a hekesh here, im ma b'chor edom mutar b'ano. Maybe just like by Bechor Rodim, the Bechor itself might have an offer even before Pidyon. Af Bechor Behema Tumei Yemuta. Maybe you had it even before Pidyon, might have an offer from the Petach Hamor. The Chitam may be Hachinam is that true. Av Yotznan relent. Meis Petach Hamor. Let's say the Petach Hamor itself dies. We have Lez Rami Yikov. You have to bury it. So what do you have to bury it? Focus on that. Yisuri Hanor on it. So here you see there is an Yisuri Hanor upon the Petach Hamor, even though it's not by regular Pidyon Aben. Smor says no, it could be my Yikover, no why it says to bury it. Love the Yasser Bano, not because there's a new Yisra Bano upon it. No, there's the Kasha. My Yikover, love doesn't mean to say the Yasser Bano, so who you see that the Petach Hamor has Yisra Bano, and a Pidyon Aben doesn't have it. Smor says Loi, Yikover Kibachor Adam just means to say you're supposed to bury it, just like a Bachor Adam, just like in a person dies, you have to bury it. So Chamor also. Smor says if so, El Odom Bechor Hu De Boy Kfura, Pasha De Boy Kfura. Like, what kind of limit is that? Is only Bechor need Kfura. And a regular person that dies doesn't need Kfura. Any person needs Kfura. That's not part of the limit. You're not to tell me, learning out Petach Hamor from Bechor, you have to bury it. It's not a special thing you have to bury a Bechor Odom when he dies. You have to bury any person when he dies. So that's not the limit over here. So if you're learning it out, it must mean that it's a shver. The Chur Tzuraya, that the reason why you have to bury the Petach Hamor is because it's also Banor. So you see, you don't learn out Petach Hamor from Pidyon Aben. For Yoid, Tani, we learn this also, that the Moedir Reb Lezer himself agrees that the Yisroel, she yesh lo sefek Petach Hamor b'teich b'isai. The Yisroel has a sefek Petach Hamor in his house, again, where the mother gave birth to a Zohar and a Kev. We don't know which one came out first. So Mafras, Tzler Lov u'shalei, you have to keep it. You have a right to keep it. So, but our koponim, you have to be mafresh to tle. So here you see that the Petach Chamor has some Yisurim on it. That's why you have to be paid with it, even though you keep the Seb, but still you have to be paid with it to take off Yisurim. So here you see it does have some Yisurim. The Petach Chamor has Yisurim. So Shrekah learning it out from this Gezerah Shavah, from this Hekeshiyah, the Pidyon HaBen, just like Pidyon HaBen has no Yisurim, the Chura who are dinned by Petach Chamor also should have no Yisurim. So now it's true. Ever Rav, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Amar Kvar, the Pesach says, Ach Podeh Ti Podeh. That's the Pesach. So we dash in, Lepidiyek Shisa, there's only a Hekeshiyah of Pidyon, Petach Chamor, the Pidyon HaBen, the Geet and Aloch of Pidyon, that's all. We learn that the Din Chiyah Bachrayis, just like by the Chomesh Kolem, by a Pidyon HaBen, that Yechai Bachrayis, the same thing, Yechai Bachrayis on the money for Petach Chamor, that's all. But Lele Dabrach, there's no other Hekesh. Tanan Hossim, learned over there in Gemorin Erchin, Ha'erchin B'Shaiton, the Pasha of Erchin means you have to go bustle the way you were B'Shash you made the Neder. Or Pidyon HaBen, Acha Shloshim Yoyim, Pidyon HaBen you first do after the kid is 30 days old. Or Pidyon Petach Chamor L'Yacha. Pidyon Petach Chamor can be played with right away. Now, Pidyon Petach Chamor L'Yalter, is that true? You can be played with right away? Or a minute, I'll ask you a question. It says, Ein B'Erchin, or Pidyon HaBen, or V'Nerziris, or Petach Chamor, Pachas Mishloshim. And all these alocha, you have to be at least 30 days old. For the parish of Erchin, you say, Erchin Alai, the Torah only says how much you're worth from 30 days onwards. Or Pidyon HaBen is only after 30 days, Nerziris is 30 days. Or Petach Chamor Mashm is also only after 30 days. So it's not less than 30. You must see for another element, you can do it as long as you want. If you want Poydah, the Pidyon HaBen, or you want the Nerziris to go as long as you want, or you want the Petach Chamor to do as long as you want, you can be Poydah later on. But Kolpon Mishmash, only after 30 can be Poydah, but not before. So the Stira, how could you say Pidyon Petach Chamor is right away? So Amr of Nachum, Nachum says like this, Lema comes to teach us, Shem Poydah Yepod, would just mean to say that B'Yevid, if you made a Pidyon Petach Chamor right away, the Pidyon is Chal. So Mor says, Mechlal comes out then, did deny them by Pidyon HaBen in Padu Reina Padui. That B'Yevid, if you appoint the HaBen, within 30 days is not Chal at all. So Mor says, that's true, we have never learned. Somebody's prayed his son within 30 days. So Rav Amar B'nai Padu, he says, even by Pidyon HaBen, even though he's supposed to do it after 30, but if he did it right away, it's like a chal. So Lechur Tzakash, how could you tell me now that Petach Chamor is chal right away? We should be mashed, but Pidyon HaBen is not. And here it's mashed, even Pidyon HaBen also is chal right away. So Mor says, no. Lavit Melevim, we learn on this. That Amar Rav, Rav is like this. The Kuliyam, everybody agrees. If you want to be paid to your son and give the money to the Kohen now that the pigeon should be chal right now before 30 days, pshit, it's not chal. And like Rashi explains, the only machlokes is who says, I'll give the money now, but the pigeon should not be chal, that's the shalib is good. That Avadi can't be paid the pigeon aben right now, so it's good. But it's only when you make it full out to be chal later. Therefore, it's good. Petyon HaBen, Petach Chamor is chal right away. But the Eved, but Pidyon HaBen is not chal right away. Rav Sheshon, 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 Rav Shesh